Former U.S. President Donald Trump defeated Vice President Kamala Harris to earn a new 4-year term as the country's leader. Trump secured at least 277 of the 538 available electoral votes in Tuesday's election. In the U.S. system, the presidential vote is counted in the states. Trump's victories in Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Wisconsin gave him a majority of Electoral College votes, which decide the U.S. presidency. Trump becomes the first U.S. leader to win 2 terms that are not consecutive since Grover Cleveland in 1892. Republican Party wins Tuesday, extended to Congress. The party won a majority in the Senate, with at least 51 of 100 seats. Control of the House of Representatives, which is currently held by Republicans, was not yet clearly decided early Wednesday. World leaders offered congratulations to Trump after news media projections showed that he had secured a clear victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Early Wednesday, many world leaders expressed their opinions on social media service X. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was one of the first leaders of U.S. allies to send a message of support. He praised Trump's historic return, saying it would strengthen the great alliance between Israel and America. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised Trump's policy of peace through strength. He added, "This is exactly the principle that can practically bring just peace in Ukraine closer." NATO Chief Mark Rutte said he was looking forward to working with Trump to advance peace through strength through the military alliance. French President Emmanuel Macron offered congratulations, saying he is ready to work together as we did for 4 years. President of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, praised the true partnership between the European Union and the United States. And Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban called Trump's victory the biggest comeback in U.S. political history. Trump is expected to be inaugurated for a new term on January 20th.